Hallelujah! If you believe Jesus is here, kindly lift up your left hand. And if you believe Jesus will touch you, lift up the right one. And put your hands together for Jesus Christ. Oh,
na, osweti akada, Jesus osweti na, Jesus osweti na, Jesus osweti na, osweti akada, Jesus osweti na, Jesus osweti na, Jesus osweti na, osweti akada.
Your life will never be the same again. God's servant is ready, anointed just for you. Join me tonight to welcome Evangelist Dad Heward Mills.
Come on.
everybody standing, everybody lifting your hands. At the back there on the stands, also stand up, please. Please stand up. Everybody stand up.
Stand up.
And your hands lifted up.
En die hande gelig na bo.
Father, thank you for tonight.
Here, dank u vir vanaand.
Thank you for your great power.
Dank u vir u groot krag.
That is released here in Worcester.
Dat vanaand hier losgelaat word in Worcester.
Jesus.
Jesus.
Visit us tonight.
Besoek ons vanaand.
Touch every life.
Raak ons aan.
Heal everyone tonight.
Genees elkeen vanaand.
By your great power.
Deur die groot krag.
Thank you, Jesus.
Dank u, Jesus.
That you are present tonight.
Dat u teenwoordig is vanaand.
Your Holy Spirit is here.
Die Heilige Gees is hier.
Thank you, Jesus.
Dank u, Jesus.
Touch everyone tonight.
Raak elkeen aan vanaand.
Release your angels.
Laat die engele los vanaand.
Powerful angels.
Stuur die engele vanaand.
Thank you, Lord.
Dank u, Here.
We bind every activity of devils.
Ons bind elke mag van die duivel.
In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' naam.
Thank you for your power, Jesus.
Dank u vir u krag, Here.
Welcome your presence, Lord.
Ons verwelkom u teenwoordigheid
vanaand. In Jesus' name.
In Jesus' naam.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. You may be seated.
U kan nie sitplek inneem. U kan nie sitplek inneem vanaand.
I want to say thank you once again to the wonderful pastors of Worcester.
Ek wil vanaand dankie sê vir die pastore van Worcester.
Welcoming us to your beautiful city.
Dat u ons verwelkom het in u pragtige dorp.
I just heard that Andrew Murray was here.
Ek het net gehoor dat Andrew Murray hier was.
He's one of the great men of God I really admire.
Hy's een van die
honored to be in the same town that he was in.
Hy's een van die groot manne van die Here wat ek en ek dank dat hy ook in hierdie dorp was en ek ook vanaand hier kan wees.
Halleluja.
Amen.
Tonight,
vanaand,
I want you to listen very, very carefully.
Want ek jy moet aandagtig luister
to my very short message.
Na my baie kort boodskap
that I have for you tonight.
Wat ek vir u het vanaand.
My message is a question.
My boodskap is 'n vraag.
And I want you to answer this question.
En ek wil u hierdie vraag beantwoord
as best as you can.
Op die beste manier wat u kan.
But I will try to help you to answer the question.
Maar ek gaan u help om hierdie vraag te beantwoord.
It is a very, very important question.
Dit is 'n baie, baie belangrike vraag.
How many want to know the question?
Wie wil almal hierdie vraag weet vanaand?
How many want to know the question?
Wil u die vraag weet vanaand?
The question is this.
Die vraag is dit.
That is the title of my message. And the question is, who will go to hell?
My titel van my boodskap vanaand is, wie gaan hel toe?
Who is going to be in hell?
Wie gaan in die hel wees?
I have a list
ek het
of
list
people.
Van mense.
I have a list of people.
Ek het 'n lys van mense
who are going directly to hell.
Wie direk op pad is hel toe.
And by the time I finish giving the list, you can check whether your name is on that list.
As ek klaar is met daardie lys, kan jy kyk of jou naam ook op daai lys is.
Are you ready for the list?
As jy reg vir die lys.
Ask your neighbor, tell your neighbor, better listen carefully to see whether you are on the list.
Vra vir iemand langs aan jou sit, jy moet baie noukeurig luister om te hoor of jy ook op die lys is.
Number 1.
Nommer 1.
Are you sure you are ready to listen to the list?
As jy seker jy wil luister na hierdie lys.
The first,
die eerste
person on the list
persoon op hierdie lys
is found in Psalm 9.
Word gevind in Psalm 9.
Psalms, the book of Psalms, chapter 9.
Die boek van Psalms, hoofstuk 9,
vers 17. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God. The first person on the list,
yes,
wicked people are going to hell.
Die eerste persoon op die lys is onregverdiges wat op pad is hel toe.
Tonight, if you are a wicked person,
vanavond as jy 'n sondige mens is,
get ready to go to hell.
Kry jou gereed om hel toe te gaan.
You see, recently I know some people who went to court and they have been sentenced to prison, some of them for 5 years, some for 8 years, and different terms. And they told them, because today's date is November, they should go home for Christmas and come in January to start being in prison from January, because to enjoy Christmas, and then they should come to prison.
En in die afgelope tyd het ek gehoor van mense wat tronk toe gestuur is. En net voor Kersfees was hulle huis toe gestuur.
Ja. In some countries they are very mature about going to prison. They are very mature.
En sommige lande as hulle baie volwasse oor die tronk.
They ask them, come on 11th of January, come to prison. Just go home, have Christmas with your family. 11th of January, you come to prison.
Hulle vra vir hulle baie mooi. Gaan nou eers Kersfees, dan kom julle weer die 11de Januarie terug tronk toe.
Those people who have made yourself murderous, stabbing, killing, having no kindness, being wicked to people, the Bible says the wicked shall be turned into hell.
Die Bybel sê goddelose mense sal hel toe gestuur word.
Listen to me.
Luister na my.
Those of you who say, I don't mind going to hell.
Mense wat sê, ek gee nie om om hel toe te gaan nie.
One of the problems about the hell is the kind of personalities that are going to be there.
Een van die probleme van hel is die persoonlikheid wat daar gaan wees.
Hey. One day I met a man who was 35 years old.
Eendag het ek 'n man ontmoet wat 35 jaar oud was.
And he had been in prison for 20 years. I think he was 15 years old, and he was now 35 years old. He had been in prison for 20 years.
Hierdie man was in die tronk vir 20 jaar. Hy was 15 jaar oud toe hy tronk toe was.
I met him in a church in Durban.
Ek het hom in 'n kerk ontmoet in Durban.
As I was talking to him,
en ek het met hom gepraat,
he would jump like this.
En hy spring soos die.
No, he would jump and look back.
Hy spring en hy kyk hy terug.
In church,
in kerk.
Then he would continue talking to me.
Ja. En hy praat met my.
Why are you doing that?
Hy vra, hoekom doe jy dit?
He said,
hy sê,
in prison,
in die tronk,
you be attacked from the back all the time.
Word jy aangeval van agteraf, gereeld.
And raped.
En word verkracht.
Yes.
Ja.
So he was always.
So he was altijd op die uitkijk.
You see, hell is hell because of the kind of people that are there.
Wat is type persone wat daar is in die hel?
Those of you say, I don't mind.
Die van u, ek gee nie om nie.
You will mind.
Jy sal omgee.
You will really mind.
Jy sal regtig omgee.
You are going to meet the most wicked of wicked people in hell waiting for you.
Jy gaan nie meer sien goddelike mense in die hele noot wat vir jou wag. Halleluja!
All the killers,
al die moordenaars,
the murderers,
die moordenaars,
those who were caught, those who were never found out,
wat nooit uitgevang was nie,
those who strangle, rapists,
verkrachters,
wicked people. The Bible says the wicked shall be turned into hell.
The Bible says die goddelose mense sal in die hel gewerp word.
You catch your fellow human being, you put tires around him and burn him.
Jy sit tires om jou medemens en jy brand hom uit.
You catch fellow human being and you burn them alive.
Jy brand jou medemens
and you kill them. And you don't mind.
En jy gee nie om nie.
And you don't care.
En jy gee nie om nie.
You bomb people.
Jy maak mense op.
Shoot people.
Skiet mense.
Kill people.
Maak mense dood.
You don't mind.
En jy gee nie om nie.
I came to tell you.
Ek kom om jou te sê.
Psalm 9.
Psalm 9. Psalm 9.
Verse 17.
Vers 17.
The wicked,
the godlose,
shall be turned directly into hell.
Shall be yalchaverbor. Hallelujah.
Number two. Ask your neighbor, are you on the list already?
Vraag jou persoon wat langs jou sit, is jy reeds op die lys?
People who have forgotten about God. And those who do not acknowledge God, people who forget about God, will be turned straight into hell. That is the second person on the list. Those who forget God.
Mense wat van God vergeet, is die tweede mense op hierdie lys vanaand.
Psalm 9.
Psalm 9.
Verse 17.
Vers 17.
The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God.
Die Here het hom bekend gemaak. Hy is strafgerig geoefen. Die goddelose is verstrik in die werk van sy hande.
The fool has said in his heart, there is no God. They are corrupt. They have done abominable works. There is none that doeth good. Psalm 14 verse 1. Psalm 9 verse 17. The wicked shall be turned into hell, and all the nations that forget God shall be turned straight into hell. When we say turn, as you are coming,
as
angel police will be directing.
Die polisie sal engele sal as polisieering optree en sal mense
verwys
na die hel.
You'll be turned.
Jy sal gewys word na die hel.
You think you are going to heaven?
Jy dink jy gaan hemel toe?
No.
No, nie. Hallelujah.
Those who forget God.
Hulle wat van God vergeet.
Do not forget God.
Hulle wat God vergeet.
When President Obama became president,
dis Barack Obama president geword het.
I was listening to his thank you speech the first day he won the election.
Ek het na sy dankseggings toespraak geluister die eerste dag wat hy verkies was.
He said thank you to his wife.
Hy dankie gesê vir sy vrou.
He said thank you to his children.
Hy sê kinders bedank.
Even I think they have a dog. He thanked the little dog.
Hy sê sy hond ook bedank.
He thanked the people in his team.
Hy het die manne in sy span bedank.
And I was waiting.
En ik het gewacht.
To hear whether he would remember God. That mighty God. Who has made a black man the president of America.
Wanneer die Amerikaanse president God zal onthouden.
But he forgot about God.
Maar het zal God vergeet.
Those of you who have thrown God out.
Jij wat God uit jouw leven uitgegooid.
Do not follow the ways of Europe.
Moet niet Europa volgen.
Don't follow the ways of Switzerland.
Moet niet
Germany and France.
Nee.
And Norway and Belgium and all these nations who have forgotten God and have thrown God away and they say today there is no God. That is their song. There is no God.
Die Europese landen God uitgegooid en zei daar is geen God meer.
One day I went witnessing in Geneva, Switzerland.
Na Geneva in Zwitserland.
Preaching from person to person.
En ik preek van persoon tot persoon.
And I came to a shop.
En ik kom bij een winkel.
Where they were selling Swiss watches.
En daar het hulle Zwitserse horloges verkoop.
Swiss watches.
Zwitserse horloges.
In Geneva, near the central station.
In Geneva, nabij die centrale station.
I looked at the watches.
En ik kijk naar die horloges.
I said, these are beautiful.
En ik zei, die is daarom prachtig.
Then I look at the lady.
En ik kijk naar die meisje.
She reminded me of my mother.
En zei, ik me herinner aan mijn mama.
I said, mama.
Zei, mama.
Do you believe in God?
Geloof jij in die Here?
This is their response.
Dat was haar reactie.
God?
God?
She said, no.
Zij zei, nee.
I believe in myself.
Ik geloof in mezelf.
She said, I believe in myself.
Zij zei, ik geloof in mezelf.
I believe in my own self. I don't believe in God.
In mijzelf en niet in God.
There is no God.
Daar is niet God niet. Ja.
This is the song of Europe.
Dat is die lied van Europa.
99.9% they do not believe in God.
99.9% van hulle glo nie in God nie.
The Bible says.
Die Bybel sê.
The wicked.
Die goddelose.
Shall be ten.
Sal verwijs word.
They will be coming.
Hulle gaan aankom.
And the angel police.
En die engele. En die engele polisieering. Gaan hulle.
Stop. I don't know how they
say.
There will be ten.
En dat zal verwijs worden. Weggewijs worden.
There will be ten.
Weggewijs worden.
To hell.
Naar die hel toe.
Be careful.
Wees verzuchtig.
That you don't forget about God.
Met mijn groen. God die vergeet niet.
One day there was a man.
Een dag was daar een man.
In San Francisco.
In San Francisco.
There was an earthquake.
Daar was een aardbeving.
A white man, a millionaire.
Een wit man.
And he was under the skyscraper.
En hij was
when the earthquake came and he was buried under.
En hij was onder die rommel geberen.
After 3 days they were about to give up and say no more, we cannot find any more.
En na 3 dagen wilden opgeven en zeiden, ons kan hem niet meer vinden.
They heard a noise.
En hulle hoor een geraas.
There is somebody there.
Daar is iemand daar.
Hey. They brought the bulldozers. And they managed to lift everything. And they pulled this man out.
En hulle die bulldozers gebring. En hulle hierdie man afgehaal.
After 3 days and three nights.
Na drie aande.
It was getting to the fourth day.
En het had gegaan naar die vierde dag.
They put him on the stretcher.
En hulle sit hom op die draagbaar.
Pina, 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 pina.
Ambulance geleid.
Hey,
hey!
When he got to the hospital,
wanneer hij naar de hospitaal ging,
he recovered.
En hij heeft herstel.
After 3 days,
na 3 dagen,
I don't know whether CNN or one of these newspaper and news journalist people,
and he
came to interview him.
En een journalist is gekomen om onderhoud met hem te voeren.
Sir,
meneer,
you were under the skyscraper underground.
Jij was onder een groot gerommel.
For 3 days and nights.
Voor 3 dagen en nachten.
How did you survive?
Hoe heb jij gesurvived?
How did you survive?
Hoe heb jij gesurvived? Ospraatsu.
Is it the right word?
Yes. Ospraatsu.
Os what?
We talk this way.
Are you listening to me?
Luister jij naar mij?
Rich man.
Hij had de onderhoud gevoerd met die rijk man.
They interviewed the rich man.
Hij had de onderhoud gevoerd met die rijk man.
How did you survive?
Hoe heb jij overleefd?
Do you know what the rich man said?
Weet jij wat hij geantwoord?
He said.
Hij zei.
Well.
Wel.
Ladies and gentlemen.
Daar is een zekere man.
Ladies and gentlemen,
dames en heren,
listen to me.
Luister naar mij.
The man said,
die man zei,
I am a man,
ik is die man,
of strong willpower,
met sterk wilskracht.
He said, I am a man of great determination.
Ik is een man met baie deurzettingsvermoë.
He said, usually when I determine to do something. That is what I do.
Hij zei normaal als ik het dan wil doen, dat is wat ik doe.
Wow. The journalists were amazed.
De journalist was verbaasd.
So they went to see his wife.
Toen gaan ze zijn vrouw zien.
And they said, madam, your husband survived.
Jouw man het overleefd.
3 days, 3 nights under a skyscraper. How did he survive?
3 dagen, 3 nachten, onder een groot gerommel. Hoe heeft hij overleefd?
Can you believe the wife said?
En die vrouw zei.
My husband.
My man.
Is a very determined man.
Is een baie gedetermineerde man.
I've been married to him for 38 years.
Ik heb hem getrouwd voor 38 jaar.
He is a man of strong willpower.
Hij is een man met sterk wilskracht.
When he decides to do something.
Wanneer hij besluit om iets te doen.
He does it.
Dat doet hij dat.
Hey. After that they spoke to the doctor.
Na dat toen praten we met die dokter.
Doctor.
Dokter.
Your patient.
Je patiënt.
Was under the skyscraper for 3 days. How did he survive?
Was onder een groot gerommel voor 3 dagen. Hoe heb hij overleefd?
The doctor said.
Die dokter
my patient antwoord. Is very determined.
Mijn patiënt is bij je gedetermineerd.
Wow. He decided to live.
Hij besluit om te leven.
Even though he was under.
Zelfs toen hij onder was.
8, look at my fingers. 8 days later.
8 dagen later.
8.
8.
This man with a strong willpower.
Die man met een sterk wilskracht.
This man who with a strong determination.
Hier die man met een baie sterk determinatie.
8 days.
8 dagen.
He suddenly had a heart attack.
Skillet het hy 'n hartaanval gekry.
And he died. Where was his strong willpower?
Waar was his
strength? Where was his determination?
Waar was his determinatie?
Where was his strong determination?
Waar was his sterke determinatie?
God does not like it when people do not give glory to Him.
God hou nie daarvan as mense nie eer aan Hom gee nie.
The Bible says those that forget God.
Die Bybel sê hulle wat van God vergeet.
Shall be turned into hell.
Sal in die hel gewerp word.
And just as they did not see it fit to acknowledge God any longer, God gave them over to a depraved mind to do those things which are not proper. And though they know the ordinance of God that those who practice such things are worthy of death, they do not only do the same, but give hearty approval to those who practice them. Romans 1:28.
Romeine 8 vers 28.
Number 3. Who are those going to hell?
Wie is hulle wat op pad is hel toe?
The pompous, the mighty, the proud, and the chief ones of this earth will be in hell.
Die trotsaards en die machtiges van hierdie aarde sal in jou gewerp word.
Many bishops,
baie biskoppe,
are going to be in hell.
Gaat in die hel wees.
Isaiah chapter 14.
Isaiah 14.
Hell from beneath is moved to meet thee at thy coming. It stirreth up the dead, even all the chief ones of the earth. The chief ones, the bishops of the earth. It has raised up from their throne all the kings of the nations, and they shall speak and say unto thee, Art thou also become weak as we? Art thou become like unto us? Thy pomposity is brought down to the grave, and the noise of thy vows, and the worm is spread under thee, and the worms do cover thee. Isaiah 14, verse 9 to 11.
Isaiah 14, vanaf vers 9 tot 11.
The chief ones. Jesus said,
die opperhoofde,
it is easier,
Jesus sê, dis makkeliker,
for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle,
vir 'n kameel om deur die oog van 'n naald te gaan,
for a rich man to go to hell, to heaven,
vir 'n ryk man om hel toe te gaan.
Yeah. Look, pride and bigness cannot enter into heaven.
Hoogheid en grootheid sal nie die hemel ingaan.
Bible says all the chief ones,
die Bybel sê al die opperhoofde,
have moved to meet you at your coming. And they say, hey, have you become like us?
Het jy soos ons geword?
Have you become weak like us?
Het jy swak geword soos ons?
I remember a pastor, when he was a young man, he was just fighting all the time.
Ek onthou 'n pastoor toe hy 'n jong man was, waarin het altyd deur geveg het.
One day he went to a shop, and when he was entering the shop, somebody was coming out, and the person pushed him, and he pushed the person. Hey!
Eendag het hy 'n winkel ingegaan, en 'n persoon het hom gestoot, en hy het die persoon teruggestoot.
And then the person pushed him back,
en die persoon het hom teruggestoot.
And he fell down,
en het neergeval.
When he fell down,
toe hy neerval,
he saw a bottle,
het hy 'n bottel gesien,
and he took the bottle,
en het die bottel geneem,
and he broke the bottle,
en het die bottel gebreek,
just at a shop, like a mall,
there by the mall,
always fighting,
altyd vechtend,
killing, and he took the bottle,
en het die bottel geneem,
and started fighting,
en begin om te veg.
And the other person also took.
En die ander persoon het ook
bottle.
'N bottel geneem.
And as they were fighting, he cut his leg here.
En terwyl hulle geveg het, het hy sy been hier gesny.
And all his blood started to come out like a tap.
En die bloed het uitgevloei.
It was just like water.
Soos water.
Because it was cut at a big place.
Want het was bij een groot plek gesny.
They called the ambulance.
En dat die ambulance laat kom.
The ambulance came.
Die ambulance het gekom.
But his blood.
Maar sy bloed.
Was almost finished.
Was amper op.
In the ambulance.
En die ambulance.
As he lay there.
Terwijl hij daar lay.
There was
daar was.
These people who were in the ambulance, he was a Christian.
Die ambulancewerker was een Christen.
And he said.
And I said.
Do you know Jesus? Do you know Jesus?
Ken je Jesus?
Do you know Jesus?
Ken je Jesus?
He couldn't see it anymore. He said it became misty.
En het, hij kon hem meer zien in het mistig geworden.
And then he just came out of the ambulance.
En hij kwam uit die ambulance.
He went down.
Hij gaan af.
He said to fire. Then he saw his two brothers.
En hij zien zijn twee broers.
When he saw his brothers were covered with water.
Toen hij zijn
and
broers,
there was fire on them.
Toen zijn broers zien was hulle onder water en had vuur vanaf hulle gekom.
He said his brother was a robber, a gangster. He went into a shop and to steal, and not knowing the shopkeeper had a gun. When he came and he tried to shoot, the shopkeeper took a gun and shot him straight. He died straight away. And his other friend was driving at 200 kilometers per hour straight into a water, and he died in the water. He said, "This." I said, "My friend, I saw them." Because when he came back later, he said, "Look, they saw me in the fight." He said, "Go. Don't come here. Go, 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 go. It's terrible. You can't. Go away. Don't come." They were screaming at him, "Don't come here. There's not. It's here. It's terrible. It's fire. Don't go back. Go back. There's no hope here. Go back." He saw, he said, "I saw my brother." He mentioned his brother's name, his best friend. He described how they died. One was a thief. One was a gangster. One was a drunkard.
En in daar tijd het hy sy, terwijl hy daar lê, het hy sy twee broers gesien. Die een was een bendelid, en die ander het in die water gesterf. En het gesien hoe hulle aankom, en gesê, gaan weg van my af.
As he died, the Bible was being fulfilled. People were receiving the dead. When you go, the Bible says, the chief ones, you see, there are people who, there are big people on earth. You see them, all of them. He said, wow. What a community. What a community. How many are going to be in hell?
Hoeveel gaan er in hel wees?
Do you have rich people in Worcester?
Heb je rijke mensen in Worcester?
Ja. Number four.
Number four.
The rich.
Die rijkes.
We know at least of one rich man who is in hell.
Ons weet van een ryk man wat seker in die hel is.
Jesus said there was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fed sumptuously every day. And there was a certain beggar laid at his feet who was desiring to be fed from the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. And the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by angels into Abraham's bosom. And the rich man also died. And in hell, where's Alex? In hell, he went down.
Die rijk man in Lazarus.
He descended down into hell, disappeared.
En die rijk man had afgezakt in die hel.
The Bible said, and Jesus descended into hell. Down, disappeared.
And
fell down.
And it afgesak in die hel. Deep in die hel.
That is what happens when you die. You go down. Yeah. And at least we know one rich man. He disappeared down straight.
Ons weet, as ek 'n ryk man het afgesak diep in die hel.
Look, you know, listen carefully, because what I'm saying is going to happen exactly.
Wat ek sê gaan seker so gebeur.
It's a matter of time.
Dis net 'n kwessie van tyd.
Jesus said it.
Jesus het gesê.
Yeah, Jesus said. I didn't write the Bible.
Ek het nie die Bybel geskryf nie, Jesus het gesê.
The beggar was carried by angels up.
Die bedelaar was gedra deur engele.
The rich man,
maar die ryk man,
no angel came to help him.
Geen engel het gekom om te help nie.
He died, he was a wicked rich man and he went straight to hell.
Hy het gesterf en hy was 'n goddelose ryk man en het reguit hel toe gegaan.
Where the wicked are.
Waar die goddelose is.
Where those who forget God are.
Daar hulle wat God vergeet is.
Where the pompous are.
Waar die trotsaars is.
That is where the rich man went.
Dit is waar die ryk man gegaan het.
Every time I see a rich man going to prison, it reminds me of this scripture.
Ja, elke keer wanneer ek 'n ryk man tronk toe sien gaan, herinner dit my aan hierdie skrifte.
In South Africa, have you had some rich people going to prison?
In Suid-Afrika het jy al ryk mense gesien tronk toe gaan?
This is how it is. They are shocked.
Hulle is verbaas.
So the rich man,
so die ryk man,
he went down to hell,
het afgegaan in die hel.
And he saw Lazarus,
en het Lazarus gesien,
enjoying himself, having a drink.
En het terwyl homself verbly, en
Lazarus
geniet.
Lazarus was enjoying.
Lazarus het homself geniet.
Ah! Heaven is so good.
Die hemel is so lekker.
Die angels, why don't you take some pictures?
Die engele wat foto's van Lazarus geneem het.
Lazarus was taking selfies.
Lazarus het selfies geneem.
Wow! I want to send back to my relatives back home.
Ek wil dit vir my familie hier by die huis.
How I'm enjoying.
Dat hulle kan sien hoe geniet ek my.
But the rich man.
Maar die ryk man.
Clothed in purple, look at him.
Wat gekleer as 'n
vrou in hel.
Daar in die hel.
He was screaming.
Hy het geskree.
He was crying.
Hy het uitgeroep.
Just.
Net.
One drop.
Een druppel.
Please.
Asseblief.
Please.
Asseblief.
Lazarus. There are some people who used to live in Worcester.
Is mense wat hier in Worcester bly?
Today as I speak.
Vandag terwyl ek hier praat.
They wish they could jump onto the stage.
Hulle wens hulle kan opspring tot hier op die verhoog.
And tell you.
En om vir u te vertel.
What he is saying is true.
Wat ek sê is waar.
Yes, they wish they could jump up here.
Hulle wens hulle kan hier opspring.
Listen to him.
Om te sê, luister nou.
It's real.
Dis 'n werklikheid.
Ja.
Ja.
One drop.
Een druppel.
Since I was born, I've never been to anybody's house and say, hello. Please grab just a drop.
Sedert ek gebore was, het ek nooit na iemand se huis toe gaan gesê, hallo, gee my net 'n druppel.
Have you done that before?
Het jy dit al vroeër al gedoen?
No. Just a drop?
Net 'n druppel?
Hy foi tog.
Have you done that before? Just?
Het jy al dan vroeër dit gedoen?
One drop?
One drop? Een druppel.
Just a drop?
Net 'n druppel.
Op die Just one drop.
Net een druppel.
Abraham said no.
Abraham het gesê nee,
no,
nee,
no drop.
Geen druppel.
Abraham, just one drop. No.
Abraham het een druppel.
Nee, not even one drop.
Net nie eers een druppel nie.
Please go read your Bible. If it's not in the Bible, don't listen. But if it's in the Bible, you better listen.
Asseblief, gaan lees jou Bybel. Maar as dit in die Bybel is, jy moet nie luister nie. Maar as dit in die Bybel is, luister.
evangelist. He said,
gelos geword.
Please send Lazarus from the dead. Wait. And let him go back to Worcester. And talk to the people in Worcester. And talk to the people in Wellington. And talk to the people in Pearl. And talk to the people in Cape Town. And tell them, my five brothers in Worcester, tell them it is real.
And I said, stuur mensen naar Worcester. Stuur mensen naar Pearl. Stuur mensen naar Kaapstad. Stuur my five broers. Om vir hulle te sê, dit is a werkelijkheid.
Abraham said, no.
Abraham het gesê, nee.
Now, if you say anything, God's answer is yes. But when you go to hell, every answer is no, no, no. Can I have water? No. Can you send Lazarus? No. Can you cross over? No, 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 no. Finish.
Nou hier op die aarde, Godse antwoord vir jou is ja. Maar as jy nie jou kom en jy vraag, dan is die antwoord nee, nee, nee.
And he said, you see, there is a great gulf between us fixed, so that they that would pass from thence to hence cannot, neither can they pass from hence to thence. Not possible.
And I said,
possible.
Daar's 'n groot golf tussen ons en julle. En julle wat daar is, kan hier naartoe kom nie. En ons wat hier is, kan nie daar naartoe kom nie.
Ladies and gentlemen,
dames en heren,
I have some information for you.
Ek het informatie vir jou.
There is a road straight from Worcester to heaven.
Daar is 'n pad van Worcester reguit julle toe.
There is another road from Worcester straight to hell.
There is another path from Worcester reggie hell too.
But there is no road from hell to heaven.
Maar as geen weg van die hel na die hemel nie.
So if you want to go to heaven, you have to go directly from here. You cannot go to hell and then pass over. No, no. It's direct flight only. One flight.
Daar is net een weg hemel toe. Jy kan nie eens die route neem deur die hel nie. Nee, daar is net een route hemel toe.
The rich man was shocked.
Die ryk man was verskrik.
He was shocked.
Hy was verskrik.
Many rich people will be shocked.
Baie ryk mense sal verstom staan.
Ja.
Ja.
They cannot believe.
Hulle sal dit nie kan glo nie.
One rich man, he used to fly on Air Force One in America.
'N sekere ryk man, hy het op Air Force 1 gevlieg in Amerika.
With the president of America.
Saam met die president van Amerika.
He used to go to the White House.
Hy het gereeld na die Withuis gegaan.
One day he did something and they sent him to prison for about 40 years.
Eendag het hy iets gekort en het hom tronk toe gestuur vir 40 jaar.
He said, when I entered prison, a person who had an air conditioner for his dog, even his dog had an air conditioner in his house.
A persoon wat glad 'n verkoelingsstelsel vir sy hond gehad het.
He said, when I entered the prison, they said, take off all your clothes.
Hulle sê, toe ek inkom by die tronk, trek al jou klere uit.
Hey! Hey! He said, there's so many women here with cameras. He said, take off your clothes now.
Hy sê, is hoeveel vrou mense met kameras, maar hy sê, trek jou klere uit. No!
And this man who has been to the White House, who has been to Air Force One,
en hierdie man wat aan die Withuis gegaan het, en na Air Force 1,
took off all his clothes,
moes al sy klere uittrek.
He was surprised.
Hy was verras.
All the photographers were women.
Al die fotografe was vrou mense.
Krik, 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 krik. Then they said, lift your hand up.
And they said, look your hand up.
Lift it up. Then lift up here like this.
Buig en lig op.
Toe. Bend over like this.
Buig oor soos dit.
Yeah.
Ja.
Different pictures.
Verskillende foto's.
He was surprised.
Hy was verbaasd.
Somebody who even his dog was so rich that his dog has an air conditioner for the dog, not for the human being, the dog. Sy hond don't have air conditioner, but this man's dog had an air conditioner.
Sy hond het selfs 'n verkoelingsstelsel gehad, hierdie man.
Many rich people, they cannot believe when they die. They go, so, it's real.
Baie ryk mense, hulle kan nie glo as hulle sterwe en sê hulle, dis 'n werklikheid.
Number 5, the beast and the false prophet will go to hell.
Die dier en die valse profeet sal hel toe gaan.
The Bible says that the beast was taken with him and the false prophet that wrought miracles. And these both were cast alive into the lake of fire. Number 6. The devil himself is going to be in hell with you.
Die duivel self sal in die hel wees saam met jou.
Ish!
Hey!
And the devil that deceived them, Revelation 20, was cast into the lake of fire and brimstone.
En die duivel wat verlei is, was gewerp in die poel van vuur wat brand met swavel.
And shall be tormented day and night forever and ever.
En sal elke dag gepeinig word.
How many of some of you will be in hell and then you suddenly feel a snake passing over your side?
Sommige u van u sal nie hel wees en voel 'n slang by jou kant afseil.
The devil is called that old serpent.
Die duivel word genoem die ou slang.
He will be moving in hell like that.
Hy gaan beweeg in die hel soos daai.
Come over your life.
Hy kom oor jou been.
Yeah.
Ja.
Those of you say, oh, I don't mind. I'm going to hell. We'll play Bob Marley music. We'll be dancing all night long. We are going to hell. We're going to have a good time. We'll smoke weed. We'll take drugs. We'll get drunk. We'll fool around. We'll be in hell. It's not going to be like that.
Jy wat dink jy gaan ronddans in die hel. Jy kan alles doen wat jy wil in die hel. Kom wat ek jou vanaand sê. Dit sal glad nie so wees nie.
Hey. And the last person, I've given you 6 people who are going to be in hell. Number 1 is who?
Number 1 is wie?
Huh? The wicked.
Die goddelose.
Adolf Hitler. He used to hang people on piano strings. He hung them on meat hooks alive in front of their families till they die. Piano, I don't know if you know piano string, the metal string, they hang them on piano strings.
Hy het hulle gehang aan klaverstringe. Ek weet nie of jy weet wat is klaverstringe nie, maar dit is wat Adolf Hitler gedoen het met mense in daardie tyd.
The wicked, number 2.
Die goddelose, number 2.
Who are the next group going to hell?
Wie is die volgende wat die hel toe gaan?
Those who forget God.
Hulle wat God vergeet.
Are you in the list?
Is jy op die lys?
Number 3. The pompous bishops, the chief ones of the earth.
Die trots aards, die opperhoofde van hierdie wêreld.
How are the mighty fallen?
Hoe het die magtige geval?
Many heads of state will find themselves in hell to your amazement.
Baie hoofde van state sal in die hel bevind tot jou verbasing.
You see, this is the difficult one.
Jy sien, dit is die moeilike een.
Because they are used to.
Want hulle is gewoond aan.
The convoy. And they come out, they salute them, sir. Welcome, sir.
Welkom meneer.
But when they come down, Alex, when they come down.
Maar verder af kom van huis.
Alex, have you become like us?
Het is dus dat geword.
Have you become like us?
Het is dus dat geword.
You've become nothing.
Het is dat geword.
You've become nothing. Like us.
Jy het niks geword, is soos ons.
The mighty ones.
Die machtige een.
Have you become like us?
Het jy soos ons geword?
Weak.
Swak.
That is the third group, the fourth group.
Daar is die derde groep, die vierde groep.
The rich.
Die rykers.
It is easier.
Dit is makliker.
For a camel.
Vir 'n kameel.
To pass through the eye of a needle.
Om deur die oog van die naald te gaan.
Than for a rich man to go to heaven.
verrijk man om die hemel binnen te gaan.
I promised my church many years ago.
Ek het my kerk beloof baie jare gelede.
I will bring a camel to church.
Ek sal 'n kameel kerk toe bring.
And I brought it.
En ek het dit gebring.
So that everybody will see how big is a camel.
Sodat elkeen kan sien hoe groot 'n kameel is.
And a needle.
En 'n naald.
And how difficult it is.
En hoe moeilik.
Many rich people are wicked.
Baie ryk mense is goddeloos.
Many rich people got their riches by wickedness.
Baie ryk mense het hulle rykdom verwerf deur goddeloosheid.
Yes.
Ja.
Wickedness, slavery, cheating, killing. I mean, cheating, defrauding people. Many of the much of the riches in the world come from wickedness.
Die rykdom van baie mense.
Oh, kom hier dis.
Bedriegery.
Yes.
Yes.
What is the next group?
Wie is die volgende groep?
The beast and the false prophet will be there.
Die dier en die valse profeet sal daar wees.
You'll be having dinner with the false prophet.
Jy gaan maaltyd hou met die valse profeet.
That is if dinner will be served.
Dat is as of 'n maaltyd ge.
And who else is going to be there, number 6?
En wie gaan daar wees, number 6?
The devil, that old serpent.
Die duivel, die old slang.
That is why all of us, when we see a snake, no matter what they tell you, it's not poisonous, you want to kill it. You say, look, you must die. You must die.
Daarom elkeen van ons, wat as ons 'n slang sien, as jy hulle vir ons, as jy giftig is, maar ons wil hom doodmaak.
Where I come from, we kill snakes.
Waar ek vandaan kom, maak ons slange dood.
Do you kill snakes here or you kill you?
Maak jy ook slange hier dood?
What do you do with snakes?
Hey, wat maak julle met die slange hier?
You kill it.
Jy maak hom dood.
Hey! But I want to tell you number 7 and the last person.
Ek wil jou vertel nummer 7.
You want to know the last person who's going to go to hell.
En die laaste persoon wat jy hoor, wie is die laaste persoon wat hel toe gaan?
Anyone whose name is not found in the book of life will go to hell.
Ja, kan jy nie sy naam nie gevind word in die boek van die lewe nie, gaan hel toe.
And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire.
En hulle wie se naam nie gevind was in die boek van die lewe nie, was gewerp in die poel van vuur.
You may say I'm not a rich man.
Jy mag sê ek is 'n ryk man.
I'm not a wicked man.
Ek is 'n goddelose man nie.
I've not forgotten about God.
Ek het nie van God vergeet nie.
But the question is,
maar die vraag is,
is your name in the book of life?
Is jou naam in die boek van die lewe?
Is your name in the book of life?
Is jou naam in die boek van die lewe?
Are you born again?
As jy wedergebore?
Because all of us are wicked.
Almal van ons is goddeloos.
Only you don't know that you are wicked, but you are wicked.
Al weet jy nie jy is goddeloos, jy is.
That is why you find it difficult to stay married.
Dis hoekom jy dit moeilik vind om getroud te bly.
Yes.
Ja.
Or to stay in relationships.
Of om te bly in 'n verhouding.
There's wickedness in you.
Dis goddeloos.
You find out when you marry.
Om uit te vind wanneer jy getroud is. Hey. Hey.
Tonight.
Vanaand.
Look at my hand.
Kyk na my hand.
All through the Bible you see this word, come. Come.
Reg deur die Bybel sien jy hierdie woord kom. Kom.
Come.
Kom.
God is inviting people.
God nooi mense uit.
Come.
Kom.
Come to me.
Kom na my toe.
Come to me.
Kom na my toe.
All ye that labor.
Almal wat vermoeid is.
And are heavy laden.
En belas is.
Come unto me.
Kom na my toe.
The Spirit and the bride say come.
Die Gees en die bruid sê kom.
This is the time of invitation to come.
Dit is die tyd van die uitnodiging vir jou om te kom.
And know Jesus.
En om Jesus te ken.
As your savior.
As jou persoonlike saligmaker.
Don't take it lightly.
Moet dit nie ligtelik opneem nie.
There are people.
Daar is mense.
They laugh at us when we are preaching.
Hulle hou van die predikasie.
But when you are dying, you will not laugh.
Maar as jy sterwe, gaan jy nie lag nie.
Yeah. You know, a number of people have called for me when they were dying.
Jy weet, baie mense het my geroep terwyl hulle sterwe.
They say, call me Doug Heward Mills.
Hulle sê, roep vir my Doug Heward Mills.
Yeah.
Yeah.
When they were dying.
Terwyl hulle sterf.
They make fun. when I was preaching.
Hulle die spot gedryf terwyl ek preek.
They thought it was a joke.
Hulle het gedink dis 'n grap.
But when they were dying,
maar toe hulle besig was
om te mention my name,
het hulle my naam uitgeroep.
Yeah. And they said, "Can you call, find him, call this man for me?"
En hulle sê, "Vind hom en roep hierdie man vir my."
Tonight,
vanaand,
is your name
as your name
in the book of life?
In die boek van die lewe.
How can your name go in the book of life?
Hoe kan jou naam in die boek van die lewe kom?
If you repent,
as jy bekeer,
turn away from your sins,
en omdraai van die sonde,
come to the cross,
en kom na die kruis,
and get yourself washed in the blood of Jesus,
sodat jy wat gewas kan word in die bloed van die lam.
I want to give a special announcement in Worcester about God.
Ek wil 'n spesiale aankondiging maak aangaande God in Worcester.
Do you want to hear my announcement?
Wil jy my aankondiging hoor?
This is my announcement.
Dit is my aankondiging.
God is not a fool.
God is nie 'n dwaas nie.
God is not a fool.
God is nie 'n dwaas nie.
The Bible says God is not mocked.
Die Bybel sê God laat hom nie bespot nie.
God is not an idiot.
God is nie 'n idioot nie.
You can do whatever you want to do and say you are a Christian.
Jy kan doen wat ook al jy wil doen en nog steeds sê jy's 'n Christen.
You can't live anyhow.
Jy kan op enige manier lewe.
Do anything.
En doen wat jy wil.
And say your name is in the book of life.
En jy sê jou boek is in die, jy naam is in die boek van die lewe.
Many of us claim to be Christians.
Baie van ons sê ons is Christene.
But there is no sign of Christ in your life.
Maar daar's geen teken van Christus in jou lewe nie.
What is the difference?
Wat is die verskil
between darkness and light?
Tussen die lig en die duisternis.
That is the difference between a non-Christian and a Christian. It's like darkness and light.
Dit is die verskil tussen 'n Christen en 'n nie-Christen. Die lig en duisternis.
Look at your life.
Kyk na jou eie lewe.
You do everything that the world does.
Jy sal alles doen wat die wêreld doen.
You go everywhere they go.
Jy gaan oor en al gaan.
You do everything they do.
Jy doen alles wat hulle doen.
And you stand and you say you are a believer.
En jy staan en jy sê jy glo.
The Bible says, let him that names the name of Christ depart from iniquity.
Die Bybel sê dat hom wat die naam van die Here aanroep, wegdoen met sonde.
Listen to me, my friend.
Luister na my vriend.
Enter by the narrow way.
Gaan in by die nauwe poort.
Broad is the way.
Breed is die weg.
Wide is the gate.
Wyd oop is die hek.
That leads to destruction.
Wat lei na die ewige verderf.
Narrow is the gate.
Maar nou is die poort.
Small is the way.
Nou is die pad.
That leads to heaven.
Wat na die hemel lei.
Tonight.
Vanaand.
Choose God.
Kies die Here.
Turn away from your sins.
Draai weg van die sonde.
Did you hear me?
Hoor jy my?
God is not a fool.
God is nie 'n dwaas nie.
God is not a fool.
God is nie 'n dwaas nie.
God sees everything.
God sien alle dinge.
God knows everything.
God weet alle dinge.
God hears everything.
God hoor alle dinge.
It's time to turn around.
Es tyd om om te draai.
It's time to turn around.
Es tyd om om te draai.
And come to Jesus.
En kom na Jesus.
So that the whole world will know.
Sodat die hele wêreld kan
sien. Jesus can change your life.
Dat Christus jou lewe kan verander.
Jesus makes a difference.
Dat Jesus maak 'n verskil.
Many years ago I gave my life to Jesus.
Baie jare gelede het ek my lewe vir Christus gegee.
Before that I used to go to church.
Voor ek kerk toe gegaan het.
But I was not saved.
Maar ek was nog nie gered nie.
My name was not in the book of life.
My naam was nog nie in die boek van die lewe nie.
Ja.
Ja.
I used to just go.
Ek het ook net kerk.
My father said go, so I went.
My pa het gesê gaan, so ek het ook gegaan.
I was not a Christian.
Maar ek was nog nie Christen nie.
But one day,
maar eendag,
I gave my life to Jesus.
Het ek my lewe vir die Here
gegee. I asked Jesus to write my name in the book of life.
Ek vra Here, skryf my naam in die boek van die lewe.
After that,
na daar,
for the first time,
vir die eerste keer,
I wanted to read the Bible.
Wil ek die Bybel lees?
Never read the Bible before.
Ek het nog nooit van tevore die Bybel gelees nie.
I asked my mother.
Ek het my ma gevra.
Mama, give me Mama, a Bible.
A Bible.
She gave me a Bible.
Sy gee my 'n Bybel.
That was given to me when I was christened.
Dit het my gegee word toe ek 'n Christen geword het.
After some years,
now,
my mother told somebody. She said, "Dag, if born again is true, if it is real, then my son Dag is born again. Because there's a change. I can see the change that has come in his life."
My maat gesê as Dag wedergebore is, dan weet ek daar's 'n verskil in sy lewe.
Tonight,
vanaand,
listen carefully.
Luister aandagtig.
Look at my hand.
Kyk na my hand.
This is a hand of invitation.
Dis 'n hand van uitnodiging.
Tonight,
vanaand,
if you say Jesus,
as jy sê Jesus,
forgive me.
Vergewe my.
He'll say yes.
Hy sal ja sê.
If you say Jesus,
as jy sê Jesus,
will you accept me?
Aanvaar my.
He'll say yes.
Dan sal hy sê ja.
If you say Jesus,
as jy sê Jesus,
I want to come to you.
Ek wil na u kom.
He'll say yes.
Hy sal sê ja.
But later,
maar later,
later, if you don't do it in time,
as jy dit betyds doen nie,
you will say Jesus.
Dan sal jy sê Jesus.
I want to come to you.
Ek wil na u kom.
You say no.
Hy sal sê nee.
Jesus,
Jesus,
I want to come to heaven.
Ek wil jou moet toe kom.
No.
Nee.
Jesus has changed my mind.
Jesus, ek het my gedagte verander.
No.
Nee.
Go and ask the rich man who went to hell. Every question he asked, the answer was no.
Elke vraag die daar gevra, die antwoord was nee.
Tonight,
vanaand,
is your best chance.
It's your best chance.
A few months ago,
paar maande gelede,
I was at a program like this.
Was ek by 'n program soos hierdie?
I said, "Come to Jesus."
Ek sê, "Kom na Jesus."
There was a lady.
Daar was
'n. She came to the front.
Daar was 'n vrou wat na
vore gekom. She gave her life to God.
Sy het haar lewe aan Christus gegee.
When she gave her life to Jesus.
Toe sy haar lewe aan Christus gegee het.
A few weeks later.
'N paar weke daarna.
Somebody came and brought a photograph.
Iemand het gekom en 'n fotograaf geneem.
I was standing there.
Ek daar gestaan.
This lady was standing there.
Die dame het ook daar gestaan.
I was praying.
En ek was besig om te bid.
They said, "This lady had just died."
Hulle sê hierdie dame het net gesterf.
She's dead.
Sy's dood.
Young girl.
'N jong dame.
She never knew.
Sy het nooit geweet nie.
That night that she was giving her life to God.
Dat daar ja, toe sy lewe aan Christus gee.
Perhaps the most important invitation she said yes to that day when she gave her life to
Jesus. Dit was 'n belangrikste uitnodiging. Wat sy ja gesê het, daai aan toe sy hart vir die Here gee.
God is calling Wooster.
God roep Wooster.
Turn away from your sins.
Draai om van jou sonde.
Do you hear me? I say, turn away from your sins.
Hoor jy, ek sê, draai om van jou sonde.
Come to Jesus.
Kom na Jesus.
And bow.
And kneel.
Every knee shall bow.
Elke knie sal buig.
Including your knees.
U sal jou knieën.
But some knees will bow too late.
Maar sommige knieën sal te laat buig.
As for bowing.
As for buig,
as for bowing, you will bow.
As for buig, sal jy buig.
As for bowing, you will definitely bow, but some will bow too late.
As for buig, jy sal sekerlik buig, maar sommige sal te laat buig.
Bow now.
Buig nou.
Bow now.
Buig nou.
Say yes now.
Say ja nou.
Turn around now.
Draai om nou.
Today is the day of salvation.
Dag is die dag van jou verlossing.
Is your name in the book of life?
Is jou naam in die boek van die lewe?
Tonight I've given you the list of 7 people.
Vanaand gee ek jou die lys van 7 mense.
Who are definitely going to be in hell.
Wat definitief in die hel sal wees.
The wicked.
Die goddelose.
Will be turned to hell.
Sal hel toe gaan.
Those who forget God.
Hulle wat God vergeet.
Will be turned to hell.
Sal hel toe gaan.
The chief ones of this earth will be turned to hell.
Die vernaamstes van hierdie wêreld sal hel toe gaan.
Many rich.
Baie rykes.
We know of one rich man who used to wear purple like this. Stand up.
Ons weet van een ryk man wat pers gedra het soos die.
He used to dress like this.
Hy het hierdie aangetrek.
Stand up. Purple, this was the color of the rich man.
Pers, dit was die kleur van die ryk man.
Thank you.
Dankie.
The false prophet.
Die valse profeet.
And the beast.
En die dier.
Are going to be in hell.
Gaan in die hel wees.
That old serpent.
Daai ou slang.
By the way, who has turned? Look, the serpent in Genesis turned into a dragon in Revelation. So you are going to meet a serpent dragon.
Jy sien die slang
in
Genesis het in openbaring 'n draak geword. Jy gaan die slang dra en die hel kry.
And all South Africans whose names are not in the book of life, all.
En alle Suid-Afrikaners wie se naam in die boek van die lewe is nie, almal.
But tonight,
not for now,
the blood,
the blood,
the blood of Jesus,
the blood van Jesus
is flowing again.
Hy vloei weer.
It reaches
that reik
to the highest mountain.
Dat die hoogste berg top.
It reaches
that reik
to the lowest valley.
Dat die laagste vallei.
Jesus took the cup.
Jesus het die beker geneem.
He said, "This is my blood."
Hy sê, "Dit is my bloed."
This is my blood.
Dit is my bloed.
Which is shed.
Wat vir julle gestort.
For the forgiveness of the whole world.
Gestort vir die vergifnis van julle.
Tonight, God is forgiving your sins.
Vanaand vergewe God jou sonde.
He says, "Come home."
Hy sê, "Kom huis toe."
Come to the cross.
Kom na die kruis.
Come to Jesus.
Kom na Jesus.
The night before he died.
Die nag voor hy gestorf.
Jesus took the cup and he said, "This."
Het Jesus die beker geneem en gesê,
"This is my blood."
As my bloed.
In the New Testament.
In die Nuwe Testament.
Which is shed for the remission of the sins of many.
Wat gestort is vir die vergifnis van sonde van baie.
The blood.
Vanaand ontvang die bloed.
And all your sins.
En al jou sonde.
Will be washed away.
Sal weggewas word.
And your name.
En jou naam.
Your name.
Jou naam.
Will be registered.
Sal geregistreer
word. Tonight.
Vanaand.
In the book of life.
In die boek van die lewe.
Are you excited about that?
Is jy opgewonde oor dit?
Stand to your feet, everybody.
Stand op jou voet almal.
Who will go to hell?
Wie gaan jy toe?
Now you know.
Nou weet jy.
How many now know those who are going to hell? It's a short list, but it includes a lot of people.
That's a short list, but it's like by a mention.
Close your eyes.
Make your ear.
Close your eyes.
Make your ear.
Close your eyes.
Tonight,
don't walk around, please.
Will you run to
do not even go to the toilet now, please.
Will you toilet to come? Yes, please.
This is the holy moment.
Dat is hier die heilige oomblik.
Every head is bowed.
Elke hoof is gebuig.
Every eye is closed.
Elke oog is gesluit.
If you are here tonight,
as jy hier is vanaand,
and you want to say, "Pastor,"
en jy wil sê, "Pastoor,"
I want,
ek wil,
my sins,
my sonde,
to be washed away.
My sonde moet weggewas word.
I don't want to go to hell.
Ek wil nie hel toe gaan nie.
I want to give my life.
Ek wil my lewe vir Christus gee.
If you are here like that,
as jy hier is,
want to say, "Pastor, I'm not even sure."
Pastoor, ek is nie seker nie.
I'm not even sure.
Ek is nie seker nie.
Well, I'll go to heaven or hell.
Of ek hemel toe gaan of hel toe nie.
If I die, but tonight,
as ek sterf, maar
vanaand, I want to be sure.
Wil ek seker wees.
I want to be sure.
Ek wil seker wees.
I want my sins to be washed.
Ek wil my sonde
away by the blood of Jesus.
Weggewas deur die bloed van Jesus.
Pastor, please pray with me.
Pastor, asseblief bid
met my. I want to give my life to God.
Ek wil my lewe vir Christus gee.
If you are here like that,
as jy hier is,
lift up your right hand quickly.
Lig jou regterhand op.
And walk to the front if you've lifted your hand.
And stop now for as you hand.
If you've lifted your hand, walk to me in the front.
As you hand gelegd, loop naar voren.
With your hand up, come.
Jullie met je handen op, kom.
Come here.
Kom hier voor.
I want Jesus, come.
Ik wil Jesus zeggen, kom.
God bless you, come.
Die Heere zien jou, kom.
Come. With your hand lifted up.
As you hand opgelegd.
With your hand lifted up, come.
Kom. With your hand opgelegd. luister.
Every eye closed. No one should walk around, please.
Elke.
Nobody should walk around.
Niemand moet rondlopen, alsjeblieft.
Listen carefully.
Luister aandachtig.
Sometimes you go to the airport.
Sommige keren ga je naar de luchthaven.
You hear this is KLM.
Jij hoort dat
of KLM. South African Airways flight so and so.
Of Zuid-Afrikaanse luchtdiensten zo en zo.
Going here and there.
Gaan daar en hier.
But then at a point you hear this is the final call.
Maar op een punt hoor je dat is de laatste uitroep.
This is the last call.
Dat is de laatste oproep.
I want to make the last call.
Ik wil die laatste oproep.
If you are standing there.
Als je daar staat.
Maybe way at the back there.
Daar je achter.
You want to say Jesus.
Jij wil zeggen Jesus.
I can feel you are calling me.
Ik hoor. Je roept mij.
I want my name to be written in the book of life.
Ik wil mijn naam geschreven is in het boek van het leven.
Don't joke with what I'm saying at all.
Moet niet spotten met wat ik nou zeg.
If you are here tonight,
jij is hier vanavond.
You want Jesus to come.
Jij wil Jesus zeggen.
I'm giving you the last chance. You are standing there.
Ik geef
you haven't come. And you want to give him your life to Jesus. This is your last chance. The doors are closing. You want to give your life to Jesus. Maybe you are a Christian, but not even a real Christian. You are a Christian, but not even a serious one. And you want to say, Pastor, pray with me, I want to give my life. And you are still standing there. Then lift your hand quickly, right up now. Lift it up high. And wherever you are, and come to the front. I'm giving you the last 1 minute to be in front here. Come, lift your hand quickly. Forget about the person who is standing by you. When you die alone. And that person will not be there. And he may even if you are in a car, you may die and the person will still be alive. So come now, this is your chance. Come to the front, come to the cross. Quickly, clap for them as they come. Clap for them as they come. This is the last call. This is the last call in Houston. Your hands, all of you in front here. And everybody also lift your hands. I'm going to pray in English first.
And
after that, we are going to pray in
Afrikaans.
Close your eyes. It's between you and God. No one else. No one else. You and God. Who will go to hell? You will not go to hell by the grace of God. By the blood of Jesus. Say this prayer with me. Say, Jesus. Jesus. I am sorry for my sins. I know I am a sinner. Please forgive me. Please have mercy on me. I am sorry. Lord Jesus. Please have mercy. Cleanse me. Wash me. Forgive me. For all my sins. Oh Jesus. I am so wicked. I am so evil. I've done many, many bad things. Have mercy on me. Tonight is my night. I am coming to the cross. Please forgive me. Please accept me. As your child. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart. I open my heart. I receive you, Jesus, as my Savior, as my Master, as my Lord. Jesus, I believe in you. You are my Savior. You are my Savior. Please accept me. Please forgive me. Please wash me in your blood, in your precious blood tonight. Thank you. Thank you for receiving me as your child, as your servant from tonight. I belong to you. Say, I belong to you. Lord Jesus, I will serve you. I will follow you. From tonight, I am turning around. Say, I am turning around. I am coming to Jesus. Tonight, I am receiving Jesus as my Savior, as my Master, as my Lord. Thank you, Jesus, for this wonderful chance you have given me tonight. Lift your hand and say, I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus. You are so kind. You are so gentle. You are so beautiful. I love you, Jesus. I thank you. I open my heart. Come in, Lord Jesus.
Come in, Lord Jesus.
Stay in me. Stay in my heart forever from tonight. Please write my name in the book of life. Please write my name. My name is. Mention your name right now. My name is. Say, Lord, please write this name in the book of life. I am registering tonight. Tonight in the book of life. Thank you, Jesus, for being so kind to me, for being so nice to me, for being so loving to me, for forgiving me tonight from all my sins. Lift your hand, say, I love you, Jesus. Everybody at the back there, say, I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Jesus, for saving me tonight. In Jesus' name. Now lift only your right hand like this and say after me, Satan. Satan, listen carefully. From tonight, I rebuke you. I refuse you. I reject you. In the name of Jesus, my Savior. Satan, from tonight, I will not serve you again. Satan, I will not follow you again. Satan, I will not obey you again. I belong to Jesus Christ. Now lift your two hands. Say, thank you, Jesus. Say, thank you, Jesus. From tonight, I belong to you. I will serve you. One day, I will see you face to face. Help me, Lord. Help me, Lord, to be a Christian, to be a strong Christian, to follow you for the rest of my life and to serve you. I love you, Jesus. I thank you, Lord, in Jesus' mighty name. And everybody give the Lord a shout of hallelujah. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah.
Amen. Kom, ons gaan vanavond in Afrikaans bid. En u bid achter mij aan. Maak u oor toe, buig u hoofde, lig u handen, u wat u voorstaan. Sê achter mij aan, Heer Jesus Christus.